I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kyrgyzstan is cracking down on religious minorities. They've established a state coordinating council on the struggle against religious extremism, and Christian activities being closely monitored. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says that's why their team's success of an audio Bible drop stood out. Keep praying.
A Kyrgyz evangelistic team traveled with our partners, and they were allowed to also minister to this particular group and begin the process of building an organization or an organism of the body of Christ for the people that are very interested in learning about Jesus Christ.
Next, lots of doors open when the gospel meets technology. However, many ministries know little about social networking, according to a new study. Wycliffe Bible Translators' Bob Creason says they're trying to keep themselves and their supporters up to speed with social networking sites that let supporters know what day-to-day ministry is like. They also help missionaries. Even a couple in a remote village in northern Uganda is using it to report back to Wycliffe.
I happen to follow them on Twitter. So I see this come up, and I'm able to report immediately back then to a group here in Orlando of about 300 people who happened to be gathered for chapel that they needed prayer for certain things.
And while Hurricane Bill skirted across the northeastern coastline of the U.S. last weekend, Hurricane Ike is still on the minds of the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee. The effects of the 2008 storm that hit Galveston, Texas, are still being felt. The CRWRC's Bill Adams says recovery is only half done. In the coming weeks, hundreds of volunteers will begin the fall rotation into Galveston to continue reconstruction. But funding is desperately needed as we're coming into the next hurricane season. Pray that the work would also open doors to share the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.